Good morning. Welcome to the house of the Lord to worship Him this beautiful morning. It's an honor to be in the presence of the Lord. This is the place for the people of God, the people who love God. God is a father to them, and children always run to the Father when there is need, whenever there is an issue, especially when things don't work right. And they need guidance. They may be talking differently to dads, but when time comes and situation is tough, they run to the Father. God is loving God. God loves us. He protects us. He provides for us. Psalm 100 is a beautiful psalm. It says, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him, and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." God's faithfulness, His love, continues regardless of the situation, regardless of wherever we are, throughout all generations. That's our Lord. Let's bow down in His presence. Heavenly Father, we are thankful to You. It's an awesome thing to be in Your presence, Lord. Because Your word says that You choose the people to let them come close to You. And You allowed us come close to You. And You hugged us. You took us in through the blood of Your Son, Jesus Christ. And we are Yours. So this morning, we bow down and we prostrate in Your presence, Father. And ask that You continue to watch over us. Let Your will be done. Let Your faithfulness that endures forever continues to remind us that we belong to the ultimate Lord of Lords, King of Kings, our Father, Savior Jesus Christ, God the Father, who owns the eternity, including us. We are Yours, Lord. Father, we thank You for this beautiful morning. As we gather here, and the people all over the nations, the world, on Facebook, who have decided to tune in for this service, Lord, wherever they are, I pray that they will be blessed while they sit and watch the Word of God and listen to the praises sung to the ultimate Savior. Not because what we say, but because who You are. So, to that end, Lord, we submit ourselves at Your feet. And we prostrate and we say, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. In Jesus' name. Amen. It's good to prostrate. It's good to come to His presence and sing praises to the Almighty God. So we're going to start with a beautiful, beautiful song. Teri Aradhana Karo. Teri Aradhana Karo. Let's sing that together. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You.
आराधना करूं, तेरी आराधना करूं, पाप क्षमा कर जीवन दे दे, दया के आराधना करूं, तेरी
One more time.
तेरी आराधना करूं, पाप क्षमा कर जीवन दे दे,
दया की आराधना
करूं, तेरी आराधना करूं, तू ही महान सर्वशक्तिमान, तू ही है मेरे गीतों का संगीत, ओ तू ही महान सर्वशक्तिमान, तू ही है मेरे गीतों का संगीत, फिर दे के तार छेड़े झंकार, फिर दे के तार छेड़े झंकार, तेरी आराधना है मदर गीत, जीवन से मेरे महिमा तुपाए, एक ही काम ना करूं, पाप क्षमा कर जीवन दे दे, दया के आराधना करूं, प्रीति के हर एक कण कण में छाया है तेरी ही महिमा का, ओ सृष्टि के हर एक कण कण में छाया है तेरी ही महिमा का, पक्षी भी करते हैं तेरी प्रशंसा, पक्षी भी करते हैं तेरी प्रशंसा, हर पल सुनाते हैं आनंद का गान, तेरी विभक्ति तुझे ग्रहण हो,
हालेलुया,
पाप क्षमा कर जीवन दे दे, दया के आराधना करूं, बत्तीस जीवन में ज्योति जला दे, तुझे से लागे है आशा मेरी, बत्तीस जीवन में ज्योति जला दे, तुझे से लागी है आशा मेरी, पाप में तुमको दूर भगा दे, पाप में तुमको दूर हटा दे, पूर्ण हो अभिलाषा मेरी, जीवन के कठिन दुखी क्षणों का दृढ़ता से काम,
हालेलुया,
पाप क्षमा कर जीवन दे दे, दया की आराधना करूं, तेरी आराधना करूं, तेरी आराधना करूं, पाप क्षमा कर जीवन दे दे, दया के आराधना करूं, तेरी आराधना करूं,
ब्यूटीफुल ब्यूटीफुल शाम गीत, पाप में तुमको दूर हटा दे, जीवन के कठिन दुखी क्षणों में दृढ़ता से सामना करो, कठिन समय आना ये अजीब बात नहीं है, इट इज पार्ट ऑफ लाइफ, थिंग्स डू कम इन द लाइफ, यू मे लाइक इट, यू मे नॉट लाइक इट, बट व्हेन योर पर्सपेक्टिव इज चेंज्ड एंड यू सी एवरीथिंग थ्रू द ग्लासेस ऑफ द लॉर्ड हु कंट्रोल्स द डेस्टिनेशन, हु कंट्रोल्स द सर्कमस्टांसेस, यू शुड, आई शुड फील सेफ. when we are close to God. That is a beautiful song. Because He is Lord. Khudavanda, Tu Lashkranda Khuda hai. Psalm 84, Psalmist King David writes, Tikrana tera mainu changa laga hai. Khudavan, tere ghar ke aanganon mein chaukidar banke do pal baith jana, zindagi se behtar hai. Kahin aur anand manane se behtar hai, tere charnon mein do pal guzar lena. Chaukidar banke bhi. Ah, kitni baat hai. Chaukidar logon ko control karta hai, shamil nahi hota mehfil mein, bahir hi rehta hai. Wo keh raha hai kam se kam yahi sahi, par ye still is a better option for me. Let's think that joyfully. And praise God by saying, Khudavanda, Tu Lashkranda Khuda hai. Let's sing that together.
Khuda hai khuda banda tu lashkarana khuda hai tikana tera mainu changa laga hai tikana tera meri jaan hai jaan di teri bargaanu meri jaan hai jaan गानो मेरा मन मेरा तन भी परदा बना है मेरा मन मेरा तन भी परदा बना है खुदा वंदा तू मुबारक तेरे चलते सब रहने वाले मुबारक तेरे करते सब रहने वाले सना तेरी ओना दे मुझे सदा है सना तेरी ओना दे मुझे खुदा वंदा तू लश्कराना Lashkarana khuda hai meri galte kan tar tu ya khub de rab meri galte kan tar tu ya khub de rab te sun le tu aape meri dua hai te sun le tu aape meri dua khuda लश्कराना खुदा है ठिकाना तेरा मैनू चंगा लगा है
प्रेज़ द लॉर्ड
Good morning, everyone. So there's a lot of uncertainty. We're in uncertain times. A lot of people are losing their plans. Everything has to change. People are uncertain about what the future holds for them, what they should be doing. I just reflecting on Matthew 7, 24, the wise and foolish builders, and it says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rains came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock." And the rock is such an important word, and it's a symbol, it's a meaning. There's meaning to that rock and to the word of God. And in Ephesians 2, it adds more clarity to that and says, "You are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord." And so when we're thinking about uncertainty and the uncertain times we are, we should just thank God for how fortunate we are to have this rock, this cornerstone, that the winds may blow, the storms may come, but we can have faith that our house will stand strong if it's built on that rock. So let us praise and worship our cornerstone, Jesus Christ.
Down. Only I can hear him be found. tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of the heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he warned his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Christ. Welcome to the house of God, here in the church and also on the Facebook Live. This is a beautiful reminder to all of us by Jesus Christ himself. And he said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, ever since the inception of the church, जब से खुदा मुझे सुन से कलीसिया को बनाया है, शैतान की तब से अब तक और जब तक चर्च उठाया नहीं जाएगा, he will constantly and continuously try to hurt the body of Christ. But one thing is certain and sure, the words of Jesus, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, the body of Christ. And we are so thankful to God that Christ himself said that. And he not only that, he prayed for the church that nothing will happen to the church. You know, coronavirus has affected a lot of things. But it's one thing that's affected is the body of Christ. I want to state with boldness and respect too, that we who are the church of Jesus Christ, all of a sudden got so scared ki pata nahi kya ho jayega. I go to the Walmart, I see people in the Walmart packed. There's no distance there. You go to other stores, you found there's distance there. People go to work. People go everywhere. I'm not rebuking anyone, or I'm not saying anything, but I'm saying this. I think the church is over-conscious of the fact. When the church was not open, people are saying, oh, kab hum aa sakte church, kab hum aa sakte church. When church is open, and there's a place, we are so scared. We are not scared to go anywhere else. We are scared to come to the church. And you know, this is my fear as a pastor, that some people are going to make a coronavirus excuse कि कोई भी चर्च आने की कोई जरूरत नहीं है, घर में बैठ के चर्च देख लेंगे हम. Although the technology is good, but I'm very fearful of that some people will take a advantage of this and make it an excuse. You know, every study says कि जो बच्चे हैं उनके ऊपर 0.01% असर जो है बच्चों के ऊपर होता है. जो अंडर 60 है उनके पास 2-3% है. जो 60 के ऊपर जो है 65 डायबिटिक जो है उनके ऊपर ज्यादा असर है. हम बच्चों को चर्च में लाने के लिए ज्यादा केयरफुल है जिनके ऊपर कम असर है. यू नो व्हाट चर्च टेक व्हाटएवर वांट बट आई थिंक यू शुड नॉट बी स्केयर्ड एंड यू शुड बी ट्रस्टिंग गॉड. आवर फाइट इज नॉट अगेंस्ट द फ्लैश एंड ब्लड. It's against the heavenly forces. And Satan would love to destroy the body of Christ. Satan would love to say ke koi zarurat nahi churches ki, gharon mein baith ke hum kar sakte hain, ek chota chota ghar bhi church ban sakta hai. But church is church, and church is the body of Christ. And we better wake up and give the due place to the church which is due, because this is what Christ has established, the body of Christ. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. I believe personally, I'm not much into the conspiracy theories, but I do believe that Satan has a plan against the church. Satan wants to destroy the church of God. And this is just a preview. Just listen, if the Christian who are Christian can act this way, what will happen in the tribulation time when the church is taken? People will be easily misled by the evil one and say, listen, you don't need the church. This is just was a stage set by him. This is just a preview of the things to come. We as a body of Christ need to be a little more bold. Wise, but bold too. That we need to fight against the powers of darkness and stand against the evil one. So, take it with whatever you want to take. I'm not rebuking anyone. I'm just saying my heart out that this is what I believe, that church should not be feared, and we shouldn't make excuse that church aane se mein corona ho jayega. And now the things are much better. You should be coming out and coming to the house of God rather than sitting in your homes. With that, let's continue to worship our God. And we will do the... There's some announcements, of course, that we still... the church is open, 25%. We got all, you know, seats are marked here. And people can sit, 60, 70 people can sit. There's a place for you guys to be here. Small groups are still on the online offering. We are very thankful to God that you've been giving and the offering is good. So my prayer is that you will continue to give. If you cannot come to church, you can mail it or you can send through the internet, Facebook Live. The internet, you can call Ananda and he'll give you more directions on that, how to do that. So all those avenues you can continue to give for the glory of God. And you've been giving, and so we are very thankful to God for each one of you. Just want to say, continue to pray for Fast family. They have the funeral done, and pray that God will continue to comfort them. And also, Ravi Zakaria, I just saw his picture yesterday. Some of you know Ravi Zakaria, and he has a cancer of the sacrum, and they have given very few days for him to live. So pray ke khuda usko sambhal ke rakhe. He's been a great man of God, great apologist. Let's pray for him and ask God's blessing on him also. Well, with that, we'll go to the Bible reading. I'm going to ask Brother Rahmat to come and give us the Bible reading. Today's Bible reading comes from James chapter 4, verse 7 to 12. He will give us the reading, and after that, Pastor Pera and the group will come and give us a song, and then we'll go to the Word of God.
اسی خوف کے متعلق چند اشعار میں نے کچھ ایسے لکھے تھے. یہ گھر شفاؤں کا گھر ہے, جہاں بھی ہم نے تالے لگائے ہوئے تھے. سارے دکھاں دی دعا میرے یسو کو لے, سارے دکھاں دی دعا میرے یسو کو لے, تے کرونا وائرس تو شفا میرے یسو کو لے. انہیں کوڑیوں پاک تے صاف کیتا ہے, انہیں سولی اتنے ڈاکو نو بھی معاف کیتا ہے. ساڈے پاپاں دی جزا میرے یسو کو لے. یسو انیاں دی اکھیاں بھی کھول دیندا ہے, یسو انیاں دی اکھیاں بھی کھول دیندا ہے, تے بند موت والے یسو میرا توڑ دیندا ہے. سارے جگ دی بقا میرے یسو کول ہے. کرونا وائرس دا خوف انج چھایا ہویا ہے پوری دنیا چ, کرونا وائرس دا خوف انج چھایا ہویا ہے. گھر تیرے نوں وی ربا تالا لایا ہویا ہے. رضا جنتا دی راہ تے میرے یسو کول ہے, تے کرونا وائرس تو شفا میرے یسو کو لے. تب میں خداوند کے زندگی بخش کلام سے پڑھوں گا یعقوب کا خط, اس کا چار باب, اس کی ساتویں آیت سے بارہویں آیت تک. کچھ ایسے لکھا ہے, پس خدا کے تابع ہو جاؤ اور ابلیس کا مقابلہ کرو تو وہ تم سے بھاگ جائے گا. خدا کے نزدیک جاؤ تو وہ تمہارے نزدیک آئے گا. اے گناہگاروں, اپنے ہاتھوں کو صاف کرو, اور اے دو دلوں, اپنے دلوں کو پاک کرو. افسوس اور ماتم کرو اور رو, تمہاری ہنسی ماتم میں بدل جائے اور تمہاری خوشی اداسی سے. خداوند کے سامنے فروتنی کرو, وہ تمہیں سر بلند کرے گا. اے بھائیو, ایک دوسرے کی بدگوئی نہ کرو. جو اپنے بھائی کی بدگوئی کرتا یا بھائی پر الزام لگاتا ہے, وہ شریعت کی بدگوئی کرتا اور شریعت پر الزام لگاتا ہے. اور اگر تو شریعت پر الزام لگاتا ہے تو شریعت پر عمل کرنے والا نہیں بلکہ اس پر حاکم ٹھہرا. شریعت کا دینے والا اور حاکم تو ایک ہی ہے, جو بچانے والا اور ہلاک کرنے پر قادر ہے. تو کون ہے جو اپنے پڑوسی پر الزام لگاتا ہے. پاک کلام کے پڑھے اور سنے جانے پر خدا ان کی برکت.
If you practice this song, then come. It's a beautiful song, and Charno mein tere aaye hain, ae baap bete paak ru. Gyan ka likha hua geet hai. Bhen Ranjana ne bahut acche khoobsurat tarike se gaya hua hai. Milke khuda unki tareef is gaane ke saath karenge. Bhai Shashi has done a lot of work to help us to learn it.
اپنے روح اور جان سے ہم پورے اپنے ایمان سے ہم سجدے میں سر کو جھکائے ہیں.
اے باپ بیٹے پاک رو तारीफ तेरी करते रहेंगे
तेरे हुजूर हम बैठे रहेंगे
तारीफ तेरी करते रहेंगे
ज्ञान में अपने आए हैं ऐ बाप बेटे
पाक रूह
चरणों में तेरे आए हैं बाप बेटे पाक रूह शुक्र
गुजारी लाए हैं ऐ बाप बेटे पाक रूह
ऐ बाप बेटे पाक रूह
and will pray for you also and ask God's blessing on each one of you. आइए हम दुआ में जाएं, अपने सरों को झुकाएं और दुआ करें मेरे लिए, अपने लिए, हम सब के लिए और पूरे चर्च की कलीसिया के लिए जो यहाँ पे है, जो घरों में फेसबुक लाइव पे सुन रही हैं. हम एक दूसरे को उठाएं, एक दूसरे के लिए दुआ करें, खुदा से बरकत मांगे. सचमुच वो जिंदा खुदा है, हमारे बीच में है. उसने कहा जहाँ दो या तीन मेरे नाम में जमा है मैं वहां पे हाजिर हूं. और उसकी हजूरी को महसूस करें और अपने आप को सामने पेश करें. ऐ खुदावंद, हम तेरा शुक्रगुजारी से तेरे फजल के तख्त के सामने आते हैं. तेरा शुक्र करते हैं तेरे बेटे हमारे मुक्ति दाता प्रभु यीशु मसीह के लिए. तेरा शुक्र करते हैं पवित्र आत्मा के लिए. तेरा शुक्र करते हैं कलीसिया के लिए जिसको तूने खुद बनाया है. और तूने कहा है कि गेट्स ऑफ हेल शैल नॉट प्रिवेल अगेंस्ट दिस. हम तेरा शुक्र करते हैं इस दिलासे के लिए जो तूने हमें दिया अपने वचन में. और तू कलीसिया के लिए दुआ करता है, हम तेरा शुक्र करते हैं. खुदावंद, आज सुबह मेरी दुआ है हम जितने भी यहाँ पे हैं, जितने भी हमें फेसबुक लाइव पे सुन रहे हैं, खुदावंद उन एक एक को हम तेरे हाथ में देते हैं. दुआ करते हैं खुदावंद उन सब लोगों के लिए जो बीमार हैं और किसी भी वजह से, बेशक वो कोरोना वायरस से या किसी और वजह से बीमार हैं, तो उनको छू और तंदुरुस्ती दे. जिन लोगों के प्यारे रिश्तेदार भाई बहन इस दिनों में किसी भी वजह से खुदावंद उनकी डेथ हुई है, हम उनको भी तेरे सामने लेके आते हैं और दुआ करते हैं खुदावंद उनको तसल्ली और इत्मीनान बख्श. हम दुआ करते हैं खुदावंद जो आपके दास खुदावंद रवि जकराया के लिए, खुदावंद जो कि कैंसर की वजह से बहुत बीमार है और डॉक्टर्स के हिसाब से खुदावंद उसको चंद दिन दिए हैं. मेरी दुआ है खुदावंद अपने बंदे को शू, तेरी सेवा की है तेरे बंदे ने खुदावंद पूरी दुनिया में. हम उसको तेरे सामने पेश करते हैं कि जितने भी दिन उसके इस दुनिया में है खुदावंद, दिन तो तेरे हाथ में है खुदावंद. डॉक्टर्स कह सकते हैं पर तू अल्टीमेटली यू आर द ग्रेट फिजिशियन खुदावंद. हम तेरे सामने उसको लेके आते हैं और उसी के साथ बाकी लोग भी जो बीमार हैं उनको भी तेरे सूजी के लिए तेरा शुक्र करते हैं खुदावंद. सर्जरी को तूने कामयाब किया तो वो घर आ गई वापस खुदावंद सही सलामत, हम तेरा शुक्र करते हैं. भाई मोहन के लिए दुआ करते हैं खुदावंद अपने बंदे के ऊपर हाथ रख और इस तरीके से बाकी जितने भी बीमार हैं एक एक को खुदावंद तेरे हाथ में दे देते हैं खुदावंद. मेरी दुआ है जिनके बर्थडेज हैं, एनिवर्सरीज हैं पिछले हफ्ते में जहां आने वाली है खुदावंद इस हफ्ते में, तो उनके साथ हो. तेरा शुक्र है एक साल और उनके जीवन में तूने जोड़ा है, आगे भी खुदावंद उनको उनको तू उनके साथ हो, उनकी जरूरतों को पूरा कर. खुदावंद अपनी कलीसिया के हर एक हिस्से को खुदावंद तेरे हाथ में देते हैं. बोर्ड ऑफ एल्डर्स को खुदावंद जो क्वायर है हिंदी इंग्लिश क्वायर स्मॉल ग्रुप्स खुदावंद उनके जो कोऑर्डिनेटर्स हैं एक एक लीडर्स को खुदावंद हम तेरे हाथ में देते हैं. तो हम सबके साथ होकर खुदावंद कलीसिया की सेवा हम तेरे तरीके तेरे कलाम के मुताबिक जो है कर सके खुदावंद. मेरी दुआ है खुदावंद हदीये के लिए जो तेरे लोगों ने दिया है और बड़ी वफादारी से खुदावंद तेरे लोग इन दिनों में देते आए हैं, हम तेरा शुक्र करते हैं उन सब के लिए. और मेरी दुआ है खुदावंद इस हदीये को तेरे जलाल के लिए इस्तेमाल किया जाए. अपने लोगों के जो बिजनेस हैं उसमें बड़ी बरकत दे, जो काम करते हैं खुदावंद तू उनके साथ हो. जो लोग इन दिनों में जिनका बिजनेस बंद पड़ा है किसी कारण खुदावंद तू उनकी जरूरतों को भी पूरा कर. और जो लोग खुदावंद जो जिनके काम जाते रहे हैं मेरी दुआ है खुदावंद तू उनके लिए भी उनकी जरूरतों को पूरा कर और मुहैया कर खुदावंद. تیرا شکر ہے کہ تو خدا اپنی مٹھی کھولتا ہے اور ایک ایک کو کھلا دیتا ہے. تیرا شکر کرتے کہ تو یہوہ جائرہ ہے خداوند, جو ہماری سب ضرورتوں کو پورا کرتا ہے. تو وہ خدا ہے جو ہمیشہ ہمارا بینر بن کر ہماری لڑائیوں کو لڑتا ہے. ہم تیرا شکر کرتے خداوند, تیرا شکر کرتے ہیں آج کے اس دن کے لیے کہ ہم تیرے گھر میں جمع ہیں, تیرے وچن کو پڑھ سکتے ہیں, تیرے گیت بھجن گا سکتے ہیں, تیرے کلام کو سن سکتے ہیں. خداوند اس بات کے لیے تیرا شکر کرتے ہیں. پربھو یسوع مسیح کے نام میں مانگ لیتے ہیں, آمین آمین. جو میں نے ایک گیت لکھا تھا کافی سال پہلے, اور ہزکیل سروش نے بڑی اچھی اس کی کمپوزیشن کی تھی. میں بھول کے بتانا تھا کوائر کو, پر پھر کبھی گائیں گے. ہم جیتیں گے, ہم جیتیں گے, ہم جیتیں گے, ہم جیتیں گے ایک دن شیطان سے, یہ میرا ایمان ہے. ہم نہ ڈریں گے, ہم نہ ڈریں گے, ہم نہ ڈریں گے. کس سے؟ شیطان سے, کیونکہ یہ میرا ایمان ہے. ہم پاس جائیں گے کس کے؟ یسوع کے, یسوع کے, کیونکہ یہ میرا ایمان ہے. ہم نہ ڈریں گے, ہم جیتیں گے. انفیکٹ ہم جیتیں گے تو ہے, پر ہم جیت چکے ہیں, ہم جیت چکے ہیں, ہم جیت چکے اس لیے ہیں کہ پربھو یسوع مسیح کے وسیلہ سے وی آر مور دین وکٹوریس, وی آر مور دین کونکررز. دا بائبل ٹیلز اس ون آف دا بیوٹیفل پیسز ان دا ورڈ آف گاڈ از ان کلاسین چیپٹر 2, کلسیوں کا اس کا دو باب. اینڈ پال سیز دیٹ ہاؤ کرائسٹ ہیز ون دا وکٹری آن دا کراس فار آل آف اس, اینڈ ہی سیز ہی میڈ دا پبلک اسپیکٹیکل آف سیٹن آن دا کراس. اوپن یور بائبل ود می ٹو کلاسین چیپٹر 2 ورس 13. ہی سیڈ وین یو آر ڈیڈ ان یور سینس اینڈ ان دا انسرکمسیزن آف یور سینفل نیچر, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins. Having cancelled the written code with the regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us, He took it away and did what? He nailed it on the cross. All the debt, everything was owed. He said He took it. Harakar, He nailed it on the cross. And verse 15 says, And having disarmed, listen to this, disarmed the powers and authorities, that's the satanic forces, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Cruz ki wajah se, cruz ke upar, sleeve ke upar khudam jasum si ne, شیطان اور شیطان کی طاقتوں کے اوپر ہی ڈیفیٹڈ دا آرمیز دا آف دا ڈیول. ہی از اے ڈیفیٹڈ اینمی, وہ ایک ہارا ہوا دشمن ہے. اس کو پتا کہ اس کا انت کیا ہے. ہی نوز واٹ از اینڈ. یو نو واٹ از اینڈ. آئی وانٹ یو ٹو گو ٹو دا لاسٹ بک. آئی وانٹ ٹو شو یو دا اینڈ آف دس سیٹن. سم ٹائم وی آر سو اسکیئرڈ آف ایز اے کرسچن ٹو. Go to chapter 20 and see what's going to happen to him. That's his end. He's a defeated one. Listen, when the thousand years are over, I'm reading Revelation chapter 20 verse 7. Mukashra ki kitab, uska 20 baap, uski 7th verse se main padha hoon. Jahan pe kaha hai, when the thousand years are over, that's a thousand year kingdom of Jesus Christ on the earth. When that's over, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive. No, during the thousand years, he is in a prison. Okay? He is bound. But he is going to be released for a little while and he will go out to deceive the nations in the four corners of the earth. Satan wohi karega jo usne karna hai. To 1000 saal ki qaid ke baad bhi jab usko chhoda gaya, to wohi kar raha jo pehle kar raha tha. And he says, He took with him Gog and Magog to gather them for battle. In number, they are the sand of the seashore. They marched across the breadth of the earth and surrounding the camp of God, God's people, the city he loves. But fire came down from heaven and devoured them. And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur. Where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. And my dear one, this is his end. He was defeated on the cross. First he was defeated by Michael, the archangels. Then he was defeated on the cross by Jesus Christ. He is a defeated enemy. वो हारा हुआ दुश्मन है, लेकिन अभी भी roaring lion की तरह आपके और मेरे पीछे वो पड़ा हुआ है और पड़ा रहेगा जब तक वो उसको छोड़ा गया है. And Bible says, and is that one day, when after the 1,000-year kingdom, he will going to be thrown in the lake of fire forever and ever. But till then, when we are the earth, he constantly fights against the church, the body of believers. You know, when it comes to the spiritual warfare, there are two views. एक view है, और वो भी Christian ही है, वो हर एक बात में शैतान को देखते हैं. हर बात में आई डिड इट बिकॉज सेटन मेड मी डू इट. शैतान ने मुझे कहा, मैं इसलिए मुझसे हो गया. दे ब्लेम सेटन फॉर एवरीथिंग एंड दे सी ईवल स्पिरिट इन एवरीथिंग. हर बात में बुरी रूह है, जो शराब की रूह है, जो शराब की रूह है, जो सिगरेट की रूह है, इन एवरीथिंग दे सी ए स्पिरिट ऑफ समथिंग. दे ब्लेम एवरीथिंग ऑन सेटन. दैट्स वन एक्सट्रीम. सेटन इन एवरीथिंग, हर चीज के लिए शैतान को ब्लेम करना है, कोई भी हो वो. दूसरे हैं जो कहते हैं कि शैतान है ही कोई नहीं है, और शैतान की जो है वो एक लोगों की बनाई हुई एक इमेज है कि अपने आप को जस्टिफाई करने दे है मेड द सेटन. बट इन द मिडल देयर इज अ ग्रुप टू एंड दैट इज ऑल्सो दे बिलीव इन सेटन. वो कहते हैं शैतान जो है वो असली है, उसकी एक पावर है. दे बिलीव द आइडेंटिटी एंड एंटिटी ऑफ सेटन. But they don't blame everything on Satan. They believe that there are some things that Satan does, but other things we have to take a personal responsibility. Let me give you practical advice, one of which our professor gave one time in class. He said, whenever you go through any temptations or anything, जो भी आपकी लाइफ में होता है, sit and do the evaluation. कि जो भी हो रहा है, whatever, if you're being tempted, you have done something. और कुछ हो रहा है, पहले सिट डाउन एंड से कि कहीं मुझ में तो कोई ऐसी बात नहीं है कि मैं, इट्स नॉट माई सेल्फिशनेस, इट्स नॉट माई प्राइड, इट्स नॉट माई थिंग. और वैल्यू जैसे तुम तो नहीं है, देयर सम वीकनेस इन यू. सेकंड थिंग, वंस यू हैव डन दैट एंड यू हैव सीन योर इन्वेंट्री कि यू आर ओके, कोई ऐसा यू आर लिविंग राइट एंड देयर इज नथिंग इन यू, देन सेकंड यू थिंक कि क्या मेरे परिवार में जब कोई ऐसा मेरा दोस्त या मेरा कोई ऐसा साथ का जो वर्ड सिस्टम है, कहीं उसमें से तो नहीं है जो मुझे इस चीज के लिए जो है भरमा रहा है, या इस बीइंग कास्ट बाय दैट. लुक एट द वर्ड सिस्टम. वेन यू आर क्लियर फ्रॉम द फ्लैश एंड वेन यू क्लियर फ्रॉम द वर्ड, देन द थर्ड पॉसिबिलिटी इज, जब दोनों क्लियर है तो हो सकता है सेटन जो है वो इसके पीछे है. And maybe he is using those two weapons, which we'll talk later on. But do the due diligence. इससे पहले कि आप शैतान को blame करो, सारा कुछ शैतान ने किया है, you should evaluate yourself. You should evaluate the surrounding around you, and then come to the conclusion कि इस problem के पीछे, इस conflict के पीछे जो है शैतान है. Let me give you another just side warning. We know the Satan continuously will use the flesh and the word system. We know that. But still, I need to make that evaluation. कि कहीं मुझ में तो कुछ नहीं है, जब फिर मेरे रोने, so that's what the Satan is using. Having said that, last time when 2 weeks ago, I started the series, and we talked in detail about the devil. वो कहाँ से आया? उसके नाम क्या है? I went home and Esther gave me a lecture. She said, you were so much academic. She said, throw so much theology into it. I said, kai baaton mein academic hona padta hai. But today I'll be more practical. Ke practically kis tarike se hum in baaton ko dekh sakte hai. Academic hona bhi, you know, there's a need of that. We need to learn ke shaitan kaun hai, uske naam kya hai. Par kai baar unse zyada fark nahi padta is tarah ko jaane ke baad. Aapko aur mujhe zarurat hai ke maine, how does he fight against me? और मैंने उसके against कैसे जो है fight जो है करना है. So I want to go first on his methods, that what are various methods he used. This thing is not moving today. Well, I did that. Keep going. What are his methods against the believers he used? You know, like I said earlier in the beginning, his overall purpose to defeat God and his people. That's his overall purpose. He works against the believers through the following ways. What are those ways? Number one, he always comes masquerading as an angel of light. वो एक लाइट का फरिश्ता बनके, नूरानी फरिश्ता बनके लोगों को भरमाता है. द एग्जाम्पल वुड बी द गार्डन ऑफ ईडन. एंड द गार्डन ऑफ ईडन, सैटन डजंट, वी सीम एज अ सैटन एज अ सर्पेंट. नो, दैट इज जस्ट हिज नेचर. ही वाज अ लिटरली सर्पेंट, दैट इज हिज नेचर. बट ही केम टू एडम एंड ईव एज एन एंजल ऑफ लाइट, जैसे उनके फेवर में वो कोई बात कर रहा है. एंड ही टेम्प्टेड देम इन सच ए वे कि उनको पता भी नहीं कि शैतान को भरमा रहा है, लेकिन दे आर अंडर दैट. ही कम्स एन एंजल ऑफ लाइट. लेट मी गिव द एग्जाम्पल मैन. पॉल सेज इन 2 Corinthians 11:14, यू नो ही टॉक्स अबाउट द फॉल्स टीचर्स. व्हेन द फॉल्स टीचर कम्स टू एनी चर्च एंड एनी पर्सन, जो झूठे नबी हैं, झूठे नबी ये नहीं कहते कि मैं झूठा नबी हूं. झूठा नबी जो है, जो झूठे शिक्षक जो है, झूठे सिखाने वाले जो है, वो इस रूप में आते हैं कि वो यीशु मसीह के ही सिखाने वाले हैं. बट देयर इज अ लास्ट ऑफ फॉल्स टीचर्स टुडे आल्सो, यीशु मसीह के दिनों में भी एंड चर्च के दिनों में. देयर ऑलवेज बीन फॉल्स टीचर्स इन द चर्च. एंड दैट्स व्हाई वी टू नीड रीड द न्यू टेस्टामेंट. इन द न्यू टेस्टामेंट देयर इज अगेन एंड अगेन वार्निंग कि जो झूठे नबी है, जो झूठे शिक्षक है, द फॉल्स टीचर्स बिकम अवेयर ऑफ दैट. He comes as a angel of light. He comes as a false teacher. Present himself as a nice. You know, Satan कभी भी 100% झूठ नहीं बेचता. He will never sell a 100% lie because he know हमारे अंदर पवित्र आत्मा भी है. पर अगर आप विश्वासी नहीं भी हैं, जो गैर कौम में भी हैं, उनको भी 100% झूठ नहीं बेचता वो. He sells 99% झूठ with 1% truth. लिटिल बिट ट्रुथ मिक्स अप इन द होल लॉट ऑफ लाइफ. एंड ही बीन डूइंग दैट एज ए काउंटरफेट रिलीजन ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड एंड इवन विद इन द क्रिश्चियनिटी. सैटन कम्स एज एन एंजल. मैस्करेड मीन्स के ऊपर मास्क पहन के आना. दैट्स व्हाट मैस्करेड मीन्स के अपना मास्क पहन के आना, कुछ होना कुछ और पर बताना कुछ और. एंड दैट्स व्हाट. नंबर टू, हिज अटैक अगेंस्ट क्रिश्चियन, ही हिंडर्स देयर प्रेयर्स. उनकी दुआओं को वो रोकता है. वी सी दैट एग्जाम्पल इन द बुक ऑफ डैनियल चैप्टर 10. एंड डैनियल दुआ कर रहा था और उसकी दुआ का जवाब उसी वक्त खुदा ने भेजा, लेकिन जब उसने कहा तो उसकी दुआ को लिखा वहां पे माइक उसको बता गए, योर प्रेयर वॉज हिंडर्ड बाई सैटन एंड देन द गॉड हैज टू सेंड द हेल्प एंड ही वॉज. इसको कुछ हो गया, मेरे ख्याल में शैतान पजेस हो गया इसमें. इसलिए इट्स अ डीमन पजेस. कुछ करो इसका यार, आ जाते हैं मेरे पास. ओके, पता मुझे नहीं टेक्नोलॉजी को, शैतान के ऊपर मैंने कर दिया. ओके, प्लांट फॉल्स क्रिश्चियन इन द चर्च टू क्रिएट कंफ्यूजन एंड स्ट्राइक. Has been happening to the church forever since. Not only as a false teachers, but look at Matthew chapter 13 and verse 36. Matthew ki Injil, uska 13th baap, uski 36 verse se 43 tak. This is very familiar example to all of you. And this is when Christ, they give that, ke khuda unhone beej boya, par raat ko koi aake wahan pe kya kar gaya, jo weed se wo usne plant kiye. Look at chapter 13 verse 20. Jesus told them another parable, chapter 13 verse 24. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone is sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the weeds sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servant came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow a good seed in your field? Where did the weeds came from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. "Who is the enemy? We know that." The servant asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, first collect the weeds, and then in bundles to be burned, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned, then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn." So very clearly, Christ said, there is a weed always in the church. There's a weed always in the church. When I'm talking about the church, I'm not talking about the local church. I'm talking about church as a universal church of God. And there's a lot of weeds in the body of Christ. And nowadays it has become even much easier to spread the weeds through the media and everything. You know, everything what's published and everything what's come on the news is nothing, not necessarily has to be kind of the word of God. There's a lot of weeds out there. There are a lot of false teachers out there. And only the people who have the Spirit of God and they discern, they can identify what's right and what's wrong is. But Satan is expert in putting the weeds, and it will continue to grow till Christ come and he know how to separate. You know, Jasum Singh ne kaha, us din bahut se mujhe kahenge tere naam mein maine pata nahi kitne kitne mauje kiye. We took the demon spirits and we healed people and we did this in your name. And Christ said, "I don't even know you. Who are you?" Juri ne kaha sare ke sare mauje aur sare sare demon nikalne wale jo hain wo khuda ki taqat se nikalte hain. Jasum Singh khud ne usne kaha, "Main janta hi nahi tumhe. Who are you? I don't know you." So that tells us that within the body of Christ, there are people like that who are false teachers. Not only that, they are like weeds and they are continuously sowing the weeds. And that will continue till Christ come. And then he will separate the good, the sheep and goats will be separated by himself. Aap aur main kabhi galti kar sakte. Isliye aapko mujhe mana kiya hai. I'm not the judge. I should evaluate, but I can't know everything about every people. And you cannot know. So my job is to pray and preach the word of God right. Let God be God, and let God be the judge. Because sometimes when I judge, I can be very cruel, I can be very selfish, I can be very much oriented to my thinking of theology. I can't do that. But that's why I need to do what I'm supposed to do and leave the judgment to God. Next, he encouraged immorality. Jitna bhi immoral behaviors hain, wo khuda ki taraf se nahi hai. Shaitan jo hai, us immorality ko, he encourages that. He promotes spiritual warfare. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 18. He tempts us in various sins. Jitne bhi khuda kabhi bhi kisi ko azmata nahi hai. God does not test tempt anyone. Yes, he will test you. Wo aapka imtihan lega. But khuda kisi ko tempt nahi karta. Jitni bhi temptation, jitni bhi ajmaishe hain, wo shaitan ki taraf se hain. Ab dekhe tera mere sath Jakub ka khat, uska pehla bab, uski 13 se 15. Jakub ka khat, uska pehla bab, kisi ko mil jaye to padh sakte hain usko. 1:13-15. It says, when tempted, no one should say, "God is tempting me." For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire, he is dragged away and is enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, gives birth to a death. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father in heavenly lights, who does not change like a shifting shadow. So he said, every good gift comes from him, but every temptation, har ajmaish jo hai, wo uske piche jo hai, that's Satan. God does not tempt anyone, Satan. And he tempted even Jesus Christ. He tempted every disciple. He tempts you and me day in and day out. And you know, it's up to me to get tempted or not. It's like Martin Luther said, I cannot stop birds to fly over my head, but I can definitely stop them to make a nest in my hairs. You know, he will tempt and he will continue to tempt. Har roz karta hai. In spiritual warfare, they will say, Jekyll, you are Christian, you are in church, you are in the church. No, no, no. The more you walk with God, the more temptation is going to be. Because then you become his target, number one target to bring it on. So be careful that as you walk with God, the temptation by Satan will increase also. He tempts God's people, he tempts them with various sins. And seeks to destroy their testimony. That's his number one goal. You know, as a pastor, if he can destroy my testimony, everything else is gone. Aaj agar main gir jaun, meri testimony gayi, to main gaya. Mere saath main nahi gaya, mere saath aur bhi gayi. Because whenever a pastor falls, or any church leader falls, his job becomes very easy to destroy the church of God. That's what I want to do. So he is a very planned person. He knows who to go after. And once he goes, he wants to destroy their testimony. He tries to snare them in pride. Hello, let me stop here. The more I have it, more I hate it. I didn't say that. C.S. Lewis said that. Pride is such a subtle sin, and it comes so suddenly. And Satan knows that. Shaitan ka sabse bada gunah kya tha? Pride. And he wants the same thing to be in the body of Christ. You know, one of the things I struggle with all the time is pride. I have no shame to say this openly. You may say that you are not a prideful person, but who are you lying to? Each one of sitting is somehow are attacked with the sin of pride. And he can create pride in me as a pastor, or you as a leader, or anyone in the home or in the family. He knows that pride can destroy, because pride will cause disunity, and that will destroy the family, the church, or you name it. Pride can, just in one day, one moment, pride can just destroy the body of Christ. And he knows that. Because ye kaam usne khud kiya tha, ye kaam wo baage adar mein leke aaya, and this is the same work he's doing today. Jo James writes very clearly, he says, tumhe ladaiyan aur jhagde kyun hain? Why are you fighting and quarreling? It's not. It's because of the sinful nature, the pride, the selfish nature which you have. That's why you fight. That's why you quarrel. Because of pride. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 7. Pahla Timotheus, uska 3 baap, uski 7th verse. 1 Timothy 3, 7. He said, 1 Timothy 3, 7, he said, talking about the elder, he must also be a good reputation with outsider, so that he will not fall into disgrace and the devil's trap. And what's the devil's trap? Again, the pride. He also discourages believers. You know what? I was reading a book. It's a small little book by C.S. Lewis again. And it's called The Letters to the Wormwood. By the way, Satan, he's writing a letter to his one of his devil, who is working on it. He said, I will tell you three ways to kill the Israelites. And he said, one of the instruments which will never fail, he tells him, he said, one instrument which will never fail, he had discouragement. And if you can create a discouragement in any church, any group, कोई मुझे अप्रिशिएट नहीं करता, कोई मेरी तरफ देखता नहीं है, मेरे काम की कोई वैल्यू नहीं है, मैं कौन हूं? If he can create this kind of discouragement in you, you will stop coming to the church, You will stop coming from your small groups. You will stay away. And once he separates you from the group, it's very easy for him then to say, okay, Ji, you are alone now. I can attack you now. Discouragement is the biggest weapon he uses against the Christian all the time. He uses against me. Eliza, itna bada nabi. 400 nabiyon ko usne bhel ke 400 nabiyon ko usne qatl kiya aur uska qatl karne ke baad itni badi victory ke baad ja ke chup jata hai kyun that he was discouraged wo kehta main akela hi reh gaya baaki padan koi hai hi nahi aur khuda uski aankhein kholta nahi nahi tu akela nahi hai maine 7000 abhi bhi bata ke rakhe jinhone bhel ke samne apne ghutne nahi theke that Eliza got discouraged and ran away and discouragement. He persecutes the believers. Again and again we see. Spaya jana masihon ka. Pakistan ho, ja India ho, ja shuru se chab se church bana hai. In churches, I want you to look with me, Church of Smyrna. Go to the last book, Revelation chapter 2. And Jesus gave this warning again and again. But to this church he says, these are the words, Church of Smyrna, these are the words of him who is the first and the last, who died and came to life again. I know your affliction and your poverty, yet you are rich. I know the slander of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Do not be afraid for what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. He talks to the church of Smyrna. But not only here, Christ gave the warning to his disciples that you will be persecuted. You will be thrown to the jail. And behind every persecution of the church, no matter where that is, behind the power is the evil one, the Satan. He persecutes the church of Jesus Christ. And why does he persecute? Because he wants to destroy the body of Christ. He accuses them. No, life is not. He causes pain and afflictions. I do believe there are certain sicknesses and diseases, although ultimately it has to be allowed by God, but we have a biblical example of Job. We have a biblical example of Paul himself. Paul kehta hai, meri ek, I have thorn in the flesh. Aur kehta teen baar maine khuda se dua ki. We don't know what the thorn of flesh was. हमें नहीं पता कुछ क्या बीमारी थी. कई लोग कहते उसकी आंखें कमजोर थी. कई कहते उसको मलेरिया के अटैक आते थे बार बार. कई लोग कहते उसको और कोई तकलीफ थी. But there was something physical affliction that Paul had. And this physical affliction we know clearly in the case of Job. From head to toe, he was caused with a painful sores all over his body. So when there is something, you know what? Maybe God is allowing it, but sometimes that can happen, that there's a physical pain or affliction because the Satan is behind him. He accuses them. He is an expert in accusing. Eric? Oh, khuda de piche chalne wala hai? Nahi, yo khuda de piche chalne wala nahi. That's what Satan does. You're talking about Wilson? Oh, I know Wilson. I know what he used to be. लोग अभी तक नहीं भूले. पता है मैं क्या करता था अभी तक? वो हम जानते हैं बिल्कुल. पता है क्या मैं डाके डाला करता बच्ची एक्विजिशन कॉन्स्टेंट एक्विजिशन. यू नो वी से जॉब इन द केस ऑफ जॉब अगेन. अच्छा बड़ा होता खान था. वो कहते रास्तबाज है. ही इज ए राइटस मैन. ही इज मैन आफ्टर गॉड्स हार्ट. ही इज जजिंग एवरीथिंग. और एक दिन शैतान जाता है वहां पे. वो भी चला जाता है फरिश्तों के साथ. आपको याद है जॉब की कहानी, राइट? और खुदा सवाल करता है शैतान से, तू कहां से आया? कह रहा हूं वर्ल्ड टूर करके आया हूं. वर्ल्ड टूर बड़े करता वो. अभी भी शायद यहीं पे टूर कर रहा होगा कहीं ना कहीं. बड़े वर्ल्ड टूर करता वो. कह रहा मैं सारी दुनिया से घूम पे आ. कह रहा अच्छा सबको देख. कह रहा यार मैं सबको देखा. कह रहा तू डू यू नो माई मैन जॉब? कह रहा हाँ मैं जॉब को जानता हूं. कह रहा तूने वो इसलिए तेरी सेवा करता है, इसलिए तुझे प्यार करता है, बिकॉज यू हैव गिवन एवरीथिंग. हर बरकत तूने उसको दी है. वाई वुड ही वर्शिप यू? क्यों तेरी वर्शिप नहीं वो करेगा? यू हैव गिवन एवरीथिंग. एंड गॉड सेज, यू रियली थिंक माय सर्वेंट जॉब इज लविंग मी बिकॉज आई हैव गिवन हिम द थिंग्स? यू नो दैट इज अ ग्रेट philosophical statement. We'll talk some other time. Because if Satan can prove that the log is liye khuda ko pyar karte hai, ke sirf is liye wo cheeze deta hai, then God has failed. वो कह रहे नहीं नहीं इसलिए मेरा मुझे पता जो मुझे प्यार करता है कि इसलिए नहीं उसको मैंने बहुत कुछ दिया हुआ है रिगार्डलेस दैट वो मुझे प्यार करता है तो खुद शैतान कहता है जरा उससे ले ले टेक टू थिंग्स अवे फ्रॉम हिम एंड गॉड गेव द परमिशन रिमेंबर गॉड गेव हिम द परमिशन ही इज अंडर द सावन कंट्रोल ऑफ गॉड गॉड हैज टू गेव द परमिशन ही कैन नॉट जस्ट कम एंड टच एलन और सुरेंद्र और मी ही हैज गॉड हैज टू परमिट इट So he gave him the permission. And you know what happens? Everything is destroyed. Seven sons, gone. Daughters, gone. All the animals, everything. In one day, the billionaires became zero. Everything is gone. Stock market crashed. Nothing is left. And then, you know, even then, His wife says, no, then we talk the weapon. He said, Khuda ne diya, Khuda ne liya, Khuda ka naam, Mubarak. Uski wife kehti hai, what are you talking about? Why don't you curse God? Remember, I thought Satan used two weapons. The flesh and the word system. Jahan pe word system uski wife hai. Uski wife ko istamal kar raha hai. Jasu ke room mein, usne Petrus ko istamal kiya. One who the closest. Peter was used. Here the wife is used. Or wife kehti hai, what are you talking about? Curse God and die? And he said, usne jo usne sab kuch diya hai, aaj main usko curse karu? Satan goes again in the presence of God. Same thing, same question. Where are you coming? Duniya ki saar karke aa raha hu. You know my man, Job. That's Job chapter 1, by the way. You can read. He said, you know my man, Job. He said, yes, I know your man, Job. Keh raha ke, सब कुछ ठीक है अगर किसी को दुख दिया जाए ना अगर किसी को थर्ड डिग्री दी जाए ना पंजाब पुलिस वाली कह रहे वो सब मान जाते हैं गिव हिम द थर्ड डिग्री मीन्स उसको फिजिकली अफ्लिक्ट हिम कास्ट सम पेन इन हिम एंड वी विल सी दैट हाउ ही विल नॉट डिनाई सो गॉड सेज लिसन डोंट टच हिज लाइफ यू कैन नॉट टेक हिज लाइफ बट आई गिव यू परमिशन गो बैक एंड अटैक हिम And you know, the next thing we see, from head to toe, even the bottom of the feet, he's afflicted with the pain, sore, and all that. And he still doesn't curse God. You know what? He is accuser. Don't think that Satan doesn't go in the presence of God even today, because he still has access to the throne of God. And don't think he don't go there, and he don't accuse Pastor Pyara and myself and you and every believer, he accuses. Jab bhi koi aap choti si galti karte hain, sabse pehle aapke upar guilt trip dalega. He will make you guilty that, oh, you think you are Christian and what are you doing? So guilt trip, along with the guilt trip, he goes before God and he accuses as a persecuting attorney. You know, the two attorneys, prosecuting attorney and the defense attorney. And he prosecutes you and me day in and day out. And he accuses you and he says, this is what he has done. This is, kal isne toba ki thi, aaj se wohi kar raha hai. Isne kaha tha, main ye kaam nahi karunga, aaj se wohi kar raha hai. He constantly, continuously accuses you and me. Ye kehta hai, jab badla hua nahi hai. He accuses you and me. And you know, there's a defense attorney there too. His name is Jesus Christ. On the right hand side of God. And the Bible says he intercedes on your behalf and my behalf. Wo aapke behalf ke upar, mere behalf ke upar, wo intercedes. And you know what he says? Don't worry about Alan. Alan is my blood bought. I have paid the price of Alan with my own blood. Don't worry. I know the weakness of Alan, but I know Alan is working on that. I'm sorry I'm taking some names today, but that's just to make the point. Examples. That's what he does. He causes pain, he accuses them. His goal is to destroy the believers. His goal is to destroy you and me. You know, hell was not created for the humans. God never created hell. The humans will go there. He has created you and me on his image. Hell was created for Satan and the fallen angels. But his policy, his that I'm not going to go alone there. I will take some with me. And he is trying very hard, day in and day out, that he will not be alone there in the burning fire, that there will be some people with him. My dear ones, he is a very, very clever enemy. He is a very powerful enemy. But like I said in the beginning, hum jeetenge, hum jeete hue hain. We are the victorious son. We are more than conquerors. Not because of our power, but because of the power of God in us. You know, every battle or every conflict has three parts. Before, during, and after. Every football player or every football team, there's a preparation time, there's a fighting time, and then there's a post-analysis time. We are in the conflict. Our conflict is in the flesh and blood. There's something we have to do before, something during, and something after. So I'm going to break into three cases. Ladai se pehle kya karna hai? We know ye kaisa shaitan jo jis shaitan hai, by the way. Ye to aapki aur meri picture hai. Jo shaitan hai, wo jo hai, uski kya chaal hai? How does he want to defeat us? And how do we need him? His weapons are two. Well, three, basically. Satan is the number one enemy of the believers. He has three main weapons which he uses them all the time. What are those? Fallen angels, which are the powers of fear. I'm not going to talk more, but I talked enough about it. The flesh, which is our body, which is badan ki khwaishe jo hain, that's our flesh. And Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, 17 talks about that jo jism ki khwaishe wo kya hai. And un khwaishon ko shaitan jo hai, aapke aur mere against use karta hai. The word kya hai? The word is unhealthy social, religious, political, philosophical, and psychological environment which we live in. In other words, word wo hai, duniya ki soch, duniya ke taur tarike, duniya ki philosophy, duniya ka political system, anything which is against the word of God, or the Charodian philosophy of this word, or the culture of this word, jo duniya ki soch hai. He's not talking about the literal word. He's talking about duniya ki soch, duniya ka culture, duniya ki theology, duniya ka religious system jo hai, that's all against God. And he chooses that against us. And also, our flesh, jism ki khwaishein, and then, you know, many times, the evil spirits he will use against us. Now, how should we fight? Well, the first one is, we, as a Christian, should never underestimate his power. We should never take devil lightly. He is a... No, although he's a defeated one, but sometimes we Christians take him, wo mere pairon ke niche hai. I have heard some pastors, wo mere pairon ke niche hai, main usko kuchal dunga, main usko jay kar dunga, usko follow, you know, don't take him that lightly. Bada clever hai. Bada clever hai. Pata nahi chalta aapko kab aapse wo push karwa deta hai. Ab baad mein realize karte, oh man, I've been used by him. I gave you the example of Peter himself. On one moment, Peter saying, you are the Christ. Next moment, Peter saying, don't go to the cross. And what Jesus tells him, get behind me, Satan. The same Peter used by God like this now, next moment he is being used by Satan. So do not take Satan very lightly. Church, he is very clever, very cunning. Pata nahi kab, kis waqt wo, kisi na kisi tarike se, he will try to put down. So first thing we need to understand who he is. He is a fallen angel. He is very knowledgeable and very wise. He still go to the throne of God. Abhi bhi uske access hai. He still go to the throne of God. And he accuses you and me. So don't take Satan very lightly. But second thing you know, you should know who you are. Know your position. Aap jane aap kis team ke upar hai. Which team you are? Are you on team Jesus? Are you your identity is in Christ? Aap kaun hai? Kai baar hum jo masih hain isliye haar jate hain that we do not know our position in Christ. Who are you, by the way? You are the sons and daughters of God. Say to yourself, Main khuda ka beta, khuda ki beti hu. Your sins are forgiven. Aapke gunah, sare, past, present and future, your sins are forgiven. That's your position. You are the citizens of heaven. Aap swarg ke jo hai nagrik hai. You are the citizen of heaven. That's your position. You are going to co-rule with Christ. That's your position. Aap khuda ke bete aur betiyan aur uske ghar ke uske vaasi hain. Don't take yourself lightly. Jesus had paid a price for you and me. Usne apna khoon bahaya hai aapke liye aur mere liye. That's your position. It's very important to know the fight against the Satan and to let him know that I'm not just an ordinary person. I'm a child of God. You cannot defeat me. You are the defeated one. I'm not the defeated one. I'm the victorious one with Christ. You are the one who's the defeated one. And my Jesus did that on the cross. He nailed you on the cross. You need to know that. You know, a lot of spiritual warfare is, and those people who are suffering, they're suffering because they do not know who they are in Christ. Mere paas time nahi hai kabhi aur, but if you go in the church history, early church history, 1156, I think I need to continue, because it's a very important point I want to share with you. What happened in the early church, and how the early church fought against, and why the early church did what they did. And it gives us a sequence to that. But we, as our fight against him, that we should not underestimate him. We should know our position in Christ. And we'll continue from here next week. This whole thing which is in front of you, we're going to talk about this, every piece of it. Because we have the whole armor given to us by God. We are covered from head to feet with Christ himself and all the weapons he has given. Hopefully I'll be able to start this next week. And I'm going to go piece by piece. What's the meaning of the helmet? What's the meaning of this? What's the meaning of shield? He has a little talwar too here. And the shoes. We're going to talk about each and every weapon which God has given us to fight. Because I believe. You know, let me ask you one prayer request also as I close. Pray for me. Pray for the church. You know what I have learned? Whenever I have preached against Satan or the spiritual warfare, something always happens in the body of Christ. And you need to pray for yourself. You need to pray for the church. You need to pray for the leaders. Because what he wants to do? Jab hum chote hua karte the na, doomna pata kitna doomna? ਡੂਮਣਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਸ਼ਹਿਦ ਲਗਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਡੂਮਣੇ ਦਾ ਨਾਲ ਚੱਲਣ ਦਾ ਬੜਾ ਸ਼ੌਕ ਸੀ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸ਼ਹਿਦ ਕੱਢਣਾ ਸੀ ਸੋਰੀ ਬੈਲ ਗਿਵ ਯੂ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਲੇਸ਼ਨ ਲੇਟਰ ਡੂਮਣੇ ਨਾਲ ਖੇਡੋਗੇ ਤਾਂ ਮੱਖੀਆਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਕਿਹਨੂੰ ਲੜਨਗੀਆਂ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਡੂਮਣੇ ਨੂੰ ਛੇੜਿਆ ਪਰ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਦੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਉਹ ਸੋ ਡੂਮਣੇ ਨੂੰ ਛੇੜੋਗੇ ਤਾਂ ਡੂਮਣੇ ਦੀਆਂ ਮੱਖੀਆਂ ਨੈਚੁਰਲੀ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਅਟੈਕ ਯੂ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ ਦੇ ਡੂਮਣੇ ਨੂੰ ਹੱਥ ਲਾਓਗੇ ਤਾਂ ਉਹ ਚੁੱਪ ਕਰਕੇ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਬੈਠਾ ਰਹੇਗਾ How would he? You need to understand that. You touch him, you talk about him, you say how to fight, why would he stay quiet? So that's why you need to pray for me, you need to pray for yourself, you need to pray for your family, and cover ourselves that we are talking against Satan, how to fight with him. He will not sit back, he will fight back. So when he does that, we are properly covered with the prayers of the believers. That's why Paul says in the chapter 6, he said, pray for me also, so that I can preach the word with boldness and confidence. He said that in Ephesians chapter 6. So let's close our eyes. You can extend your hands toward me, and I'll extend my hand toward you. And let's pray for one another. As we're talking about the demon and the devil and the forces of air, what he does to the body of Christ and how we need to fight. We know that he won't be quiet. We know that he will not sit still. He will try to stir up something that when he does that, we'll be very much aware of his powers, his schemes. and we'll be dealing with that. Thank you. Heavenly Father, I pray for myself, I pray for the body of Christ sitting here on the Facebook Live, in the homes, and all over the world. These are the difficult times. And we know that evil one is behind most of it. We know you are sovereign, you allowed it, but evil one is behind it. We know that. We know that from your word. So we pray, Father, that we will be aware of that and will cover ourselves under your blood and with all the weapons you have given to us as we continue to talk and learn more about it. I pray that you help us to grow together as a body of Christ. We bind the power of darkness in the name of Jesus. And we speak against the authorities and powers. And I speak blessings in each and everyone's life who's here and who's listening to us on the Facebook Live. In the name of Jesus we ask. Amen. Aye, hamare baap, tu jo asman par hai, tera naam paak mana jaye. Teri badshahat aaye. Teri marzi jaise asman par puri hoti hai, zameen par bhi ho. Hamare roz ki roti bakhsh de. Jis tarah hum kusooron ko maaf karte hain, tumhare kusooron ko maaf kar. Hamein azmaish mein na padne de, balki burai se bacha. Kyunki badshahat, kudrat aur jalal hamesha tak teri hai. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you and all the believers all over the world. Amen. Amen.